Hello everybody and welcome to this episode 7 of series 2 of The Wrap, the What's Racing About podcast. You are listening to a podcast. You are listening to a podcast about UK racing. And if those two are true, then you will almost undoubtedly have heard of the Bar Stewards Inquiry. And moreover, you will have heard, as of last night, that they are no longer doing their popular Sunday sermon evening session, which they used to put out every Sunday evening for the last 5+ years. And I'm telling you stuff you know already. It was irreverent. It was funny as hell. It was pretty hard hitting. It skewered those that needed to be skewered in our industry. And in addition, it was very wide ranging, covering cooking, covering music, covering cults, C-U-L-T-S, all with a smattering of extremely fruity language. And the people that put it together, Lee and John Joe and Chris in particular, were funny, well, are bloody funny guys and very knowledgeable about racing and very much sort of deserving of the listening figures that they got. And it came as a surprise to, certainly to me and probably to all of us last night, that they've decided to call it a day. And they're calling it a day for the most valid of reasons. They're not enjoying it anymore. And Lee and his wife Jess in particular are not enjoying it. And that has been down to issues which I don't propose to go over again. But what was, I guess, once upon a time, a small, mouthy, little, opinionated outfit at the fag end of the internet is now very far from that. And they've got a bit more traction and a bit more visibility and therefore have created, quote unquote, enemies with, as Chris said last night in the final episode of the Sunday sermon, enemies with deeper pockets, more time, and who are probably more vindictive. They will put down any kind of opposition that they see in the shape of outfits like the Bar Stewards. And that seems to be the case. That seems to have been what has hit. Well, particularly Lee and Jess, the two sort of, Lee, the main sort of leading light of it, and his wife Jess, who goes by the name of The Producer. Lee and The Producer seem to have been hit pretty hard. No. There's no seem to be about it. If you read their ex-postings, you can find out what has been vexing them, as what has been hitting them, and as what has turned the whoopee cushion of the Bar Stewards into something very far from fun and a bit of a drudge, and playing on particularly Lee and his wife's mind, and I guess the other guys as well. So it's no more, and that is sad, and it's going to leave a big podcast-shaped hole in my Sunday evenings and in most of their listeners' Sunday evenings, judging by the output on X last night. I was going to write something, and then I realised that I could do a podcast, and I could do something a little bit more meaningful and a little bit more in-depth and a little bit more personal to express my sadness. And it is sad that I feel that they've been crushed and they no longer feel up to podcasting. And they, you know, the Bar Stewards Inquiry will be no more, because it's not good. We need people with their clear-eyed flintiness of purpose to see the direction that British horse racing is heading, down the toilet. And we need their level of irreverence and humour to deal with that fact. And we're not going to be denied that in the future for the most perfect of reasons. But no matter, we are not going to have the Bar Stewards Inquiry anymore. And that, I said, is sad. Confession time. I know these guys. I wouldn't say they were friends, but I've met with them socially. I've met with them at York Race on a couple of occasions. And I like them unconditionally. They have been brilliant company, them and their families, and guys like Andy Richmond, who I spent a really nice afternoon with last year at the Dante meeting and the year before that at the Ebor meeting. I can think of no better way than getting pleasantly smashed in the company of Lee and John Joe and Andy and Lee's family good parted people, good company. I never met Chris or Catherine, but you know, I've enjoyed their sort of input as well. I enjoy interplay with them on X as well. Yeah, they're great people, and I want to sort of keep in contact with them in whatever way, shape or form that develops into the future. But as I've said, it's not going to be via the bar steward inquiry anymore. One other quick point, they have been kind enough to feature me as much as, not me, that's egotistical, The Wrap. They have mentioned The Wrap podcast on occasions in the past, and for which I'm very grateful. And for anyone that thinks that this is going to be slipping into their shoes, you are very much mistaken. I don't have the broadcasting skill, time, contacts, ability to generate the magnificent content that they did. It's just me pressing a button and going and shooting out whatever comes out of my mouth onto the platform, onto the internet. And that is very far from the quality stuff that they were putting out. Yet they were always irrelevant, irreverent, and were always, I use the phrase, having a go, having a say. That is where they came from, and that is what I really liked about them. And, you know, music metaphor, you know, if they were punky, Clash, Sex Pistols type, I am very much down the food chain from that crass, anarcho, one-man band outfits. Rubella Ballet, Dirt, do these bands have any traction with you? Flux of Pink Indians, there we go, there's a name to play with. Go and look at Flux of Pink Indians, and particularly their second album, named The Fucking Cunts Treat Us Like Pricks. What a great album title that is. I am very much of that sort of level of capacity, ability, traction in the world of podcasting. I am not the Bar Stewards Mark II, so you know, no pretensions or delusions to be that going forward. I am, however, upset, not particularly, because they seem to be getting out at a good time for them. It's going to be sad, as I say, though, that they are not going to be around on a Sunday evening. I'm going to have to find something else to do with my Sunday evenings. There being now a big Bar Stewards-shaped hole in my schedule for a Sunday evening. So, long live the guys, John, Joe and Lee and Chris, and the producer, in whatever shape or form they take going forward. And here's to the rest of us. Here's to us that are going to miss their contributions to the racing firmament. It's sad, but as I say, it sounds quite necessary from their point of view. So long live them, and long live whatever they're going to be doing in the future. That's me, over and out. Be lucky.